Tzaddik doesn't have any mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's name, the Tzidua. Interesting that Parshat Tzaddik always comes out the week of Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit. That's the week that it doesn't say his name. And the Pshat, because in Parshat Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheini Nomi Sifrecha. And he requested that he shouldn't be mentioned. B'chlam on the Torah. But Akoponim had to be in the sky in one Parsha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Doiche. Every week, no. The Vayel will keep mentioning it, until you came again to Parshat Tetzaveh. And it's ready to, now it's the end of the cycle. So Muzayin, Chachem Parshat Tetzaveh. There's also a remez, because Parshat Tetzaveh has 101 Sukkim. Moshe, if you spell out the word Moshe, Mem is Mem Mem, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Hey is Hey Aleph. The letters of the hidden letters in Moshe add up to 101. So Moshe Ben is Beremes in the Parsha. It's the greatest sugi of the Big Day Kahuna, the Eila Habagodim Asher Yasu, Choshen Eifoy Yumeil, Kesoinis Tashpeis, and Nefes Vaavne, Hashima from Big Day Kahuna. And the Pasuk says, Vasisa, Big Day, Kodesh La'arin Achicha, L'chavad U'Sifaris. The Matar of the Begodim is for Kavad and Tifaris. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Chet, Halacha Dalet, Big Day Kahuna Mitzvachem Shiyu Chadoshim V'Noim. They have to be new, they have to be nice, Mishulosh, Mishulsholim, Kedera Big Day Adgoylim, Shenema L'chavad U'Sifaris. There's a din, there's a key and din that you have the Begodim have to be L'chavad U'Sifaris. And the Rambam writes over there, Barichas, the Begodim can't be Mekuroyim, they can't be Metushtoshim, they can't be Aruchim Yoysim Yidai, Ketzorim Yoysim Yidai. There's many halachas in the Begodim, not too long, not too short, not ripped, not dirty. All of these things is the covenant of the first. Then Mr. Makar of this Rambam is a sugi in Zvachim, Zav Yud Ches, but it's a Vezetzach, a big machlek is Rishayim. The Marshal, the Rambam bringing is that the Begodim can't be ripped. They can't be Mekuroyim. The Rambam's writing because that's the key of the covenant of the first. Of a Rashi, Rashi over there also writes, the covenant of the first, Rashi in Zvachim. Of the Ramban argues, the Ramban says that Begodim Mekuroyim, it's the chesaron of Mechus Begodim. There's a din, it's learned that from a different passage. You have to, a Kohen Hegit has to have four Begodim, and a Kohen Gadol has to have eight Begodim. If you have less, it's a chesaron of Mechusar Begodim. A Kohen is not allowed to be Mechusar Begodim, so Mekuroyim is a chesaron of Mechusar Begodim. Same thing if it's Ketzorim Yoysim Yidai, if they're too short. The Rambam saying does felt, that's a chesaron in the covered all the forest. The Rambam says, no, it's a chesaron of Mechusar Begodim, Pasha. Who was in Fakir? Aruchim Yoysim Yidai. The Rambam also says if they're too long, that's also, it's a chesaron of the covered all the forest. Other Rashi already, the interesting Rashi, besides with the Ramban, and he says, no, Aruchim Yoysim Yidai is a chesaron of Yitr Begodim. The Rambam holds no, that Aruchim Yoysim Yidai is not a chesaron of Yitr Begodim. It's the same Begodim, the same four Begodim, the same eight Begodim. It's only a chesaron that it's felt in the Kabbalah of Sefaris. It could be not Kaminis. If it's only a chesaron of the Kabbalah of Sefaris, maybe you're not Chayiv Misa. If you go do a Begodim with Chosr Begodim, it could be a Chayiv Misa. If you do it with just a psul of the Kabbalah of Sefaris, can't tell you're not Chayiv Misa. Maybe it's not even Mechal Avoida, I'm not sure. It's Ma'akir Bekodim Sefaris. But if it's out the Psul of Mechusar Begodim or Yitr Begodim, Mechal Avoida could be Yechayiv Misa. So not Kamina. Now we know a Kohen Hedid has four Begodim, Mechnasayim, an Avnei, a Ksoinis, and a Mitznefes, or a Mekbat, a hat. And the Kohen Gadol has another four, Sitz, Eifoid, Choshen, and Ne'il. On Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur had Big Day Lavan. On Yom Kippur, he talked about Big Day Lavan, very similar to L'chayr Kamat, like the Big Day Kahuna of a Kohen Hedyot. There's only one Shaila about the Avnei. The Avnei is like the belt. What is the Avnei made out of? Now, the Avnei of a Kohen Gadol is Zichr Klein. The Avnei of a Kohen Gadol was made out of Semer and Pishtim together. What about the Avnei of a Kohen Hedyot? The Avnei of a Kohen Hedyot is a big machlokes. Did a Kohen Hedyot wear Klein? The other begodim of a Kohen Hedyot is not Klein. Was there Klein in the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot? There's a big sugi in Yuma and other places, a big machlokes. If a Kohen Hedyot's Avnet had Klein, or Kohen Gadol's Zichr had Klein. Now one other aspect of a Kohen Gadol's Avnet on Yom Kippur, Zichr did not have Klein. Let's mind the public, the rest of the year the Kohen Gadol's Avnet had Klein. Let's mind the public, the Kohen Gadol's Avnet on Yom Kippur from the Dalai begodim to the Day Lavan did not have Klein. The whole point, it was Big Day Lavan, there was no Klein. The big day of a Kohen Hedyot is a big tumult. But if a Kohen Hedyot wear Klein in his Avnei, we're going to see about this. The sugya in Megillah, in Zvachim also, in Yuma, a Kohen Gadol that had to lose his job, he became a Tomei, and they had to take him away from his job, so they had to put up a temporary different Kohen Gadol. And then the Kohen Gadol, the first one, comes back. What happens to that second Kohen Gadol, the one that was a substitute for a few days? So there's a machlokes of Meir and Rav Yosi. Rav Meir says, Rishon Chayzer Lavan Gosai, the first one gets back the job. But Shaini called Vinei Kuna Gadol. The second guy also remains with Vinei Kohen Gadol. As I took of Meir. Rabbi Yossi Aymer no. Rishon Chayz Lavidasa. The original one gets back his job. Sheni. Ain't a roi loy l'kayin gadol loy l'kayin hedid. The one that was a substitute now loses everything. He can't be a kayin gadol and he can't be a kayin hedid. Why? It's up to Gemara. Here's a big problem. It's up to Gemara. He can't be a kayin gadol mishum eva. There's going to be fight. It's not fair that they should both have a status of a kayin gadol. So he can't do a void with shmoyin of a gadol. He can't act as a kayin gadol. Why can't he wear arv of a gadol? Like a regular kayin hedid, like he always was? Mylan the kaydish for loy merid. And they're saying to Gemara, he can't be a kayin gadol mishum eva. He can't be a kayin hedid. Mylan the kaydish for loy merid. Fred Toysvis and Megillah and Yuma all over. Shouldn't talk about this. You're saying that he can't be a kohen gadol mishum eva. Mashma that be'emet he's a kohen gadol. Now he's not going to actually go with Toil, do the avoid as a kohen gadol because it's going to be fights. But really he's a kohen gadol. So why do you have to say that he can't be a kohen hedid because of Milam HaKadosh when you read him? The rule is kohen gadol she'ovid ba'arav of a gadol is puzzle. Because it's mechosh of a gadol. Kohen hedid that does shmoyin of a gadol is puzzle. You have to do what you really belong to. Now, if he's really a kohen gadol, the only reason he's not doing shmoyin of a gadol is mishum eva, but be'etzem he's a kohen gadol. So the reason he can't do the gadol with a kohen hedid is because pashit is not his mechosh of a gadol. Why do you need to say ma'ilah b'kodesh from lemon reading? A bit for tosis. And the tosis mishum kohen gadol misman of the pet or misbatel the pet. A kohen gadol could become ois kohen gadol. Meaning really he's supposed to be a kohen gadol, and really he should do what's shmoyin of a gadol. And the reason he does it is mishum eva. But that shouldn't prevent him from being a kohen hedid. Be mevatel the meal and make him do a kohen hedid. After mistaken the Gemara, that you also can't do. Mylan the Kaidish will lay me. And here comes a big tumult. The Turi Evan is Myrick about it, the Riskarab and Zvach, the Turi Evan and Megillah. What does Mylan the Kaidish will lay me to me? He taka remained the Kain Gadol. Because we don't want to be Myrick his Kedusha, we could, but we don't want to. Well, no, he taka goes down to Kain Hedyat. But he still, the Poyo can't wear four Begadim, because Mylan the Kaidish, someone who once wore eight Begadim, can't wear four Begadim. But really, he's a Kain Hedyat. Not Kamina Lagabi, all the other demons. Is he mutter in a almana? Does he do avoid the baninos? Pre and prima, the sin of aninos doesn't have by kain gadol. What is he the emes? It's a shaila that the mailam of kaidish make him ois kain gadol or not. That's my grace of tumah. Another one of the begadim that a kain gadol and a kain hedi wears is a ksoinis. Right? The standard begadim of a kain hedi was pashit mechnasayim pants, a ksoinis like a long jacket, an avni with a belt, and a hat. Four basic begadim. And the kohen gadol has four more. The ksoinis, which is the long jacket, by the kohen gadol it says ksoinis tashbetz. Tashbetz means it's like little boxes. By a kohen hedid it doesn't say ksoinis tashbetz. Most rishonim learn that it's lav dafka. The ksoinis of a kohen gadol and a kohen hedid was the same. The Rambam scribes as the Ramban. But the sheet of the Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra's medayik, he says no, a kohen gadol wore ksoinis tashbetz. The long jacket, the ksoinis of a kohen gadol was boxed with squares. Kohen hedid was not. The says there's a difference in the ksoinis of a kohen gadol and a kohen hedid. That's the sheet of Ibn Ezra. Fred the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchos Kli Hamikdash, and the Menachas Chinuch also asks this in Mitzvah Tzadik Test about the begadim of Kuna. Fred there is connected often in Gemara. The Maita goes like this: it's a sugya in Yuma Daf Yubeis. It's not a sugya. We'll take out what we need. The tamsus of the sugya. If a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, we know, used to switch on and off. He would do some avodas with shmoyin of a begadim, and then he would switch and go back to the big day 11, then back to the big day kohen gadol with 8. Some avodas he would do with the shmoyin of a begadim. Some avoidance of Lutnai Lutnin he would do with the Arab of God. Now let's say the Kohen Gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur suddenly became Tameh. You had to bring in a new Kohen Gadol. So you have to be Mamana, a new Kohen Gadol on the spot. They had already a substitute ready to go. But they have to be Mamana in there. Fret the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yudeis, B'meh Mechan Chenoi Say. How do you Mechan to make someone a Kohen Gadol? He has to do Chinuch. He has to become a Kohen Gadol. He has to do a Gevissa avoid of a Kohen Gadol. How do you Mechan him? Normally, you know how you Mechan a Kohen Gadol? You put him on the Shmoin of a Gadol. And he goes and does something with Shmoyin of a Gadol. He's acting as a Kohen Gadol. But on Yom Kippur, we know that they're switching off. Some things is Arab of a Gadol, some things is Shmoyin of a Gadol. The Shaila is, what do you do if on the Avodah of Yom Kippur, he became Tamei exactly at a stage when you're up to the Arab of a Gadol part. He's about to go into the Kodesh Kedosh. So he's about to put on the Big Day Lava. And he loses his job. He's Tamei. You have to get a new Kohen Gadol. And you bring in this new Kohen Gadol. What do you tell him to do? To go put on the four Big Day Lava of a Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur. Which is exactly like the Begadim of a Kohen Hedid. So Fret the Gemara, the Mama Chan Chan, I say, what is he doing special? He's wearing regular, looks like Big Day Kain Hedid. So the Gemara says like this, Bish Lema, we know there's one difference. One difference and one difference only. We mentioned it already. The Avnate. The Avnate of a Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur was definitely not made out of Kain. The Avnate of a Kain Hedid is a big machlokes. If you learn that the Avnate of a Kain Hedid was Kain, and the Avnate of a Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur was not Kain, in the Arab Gadol, so there's a difference. You'll put him on the Big Day Kain Gadol, he's wearing an Avnate. Of puts of pishtan alone, not klein, and that's the shiroi and it's a chinuch. But like the man the yomer that the kohen gadol that the kohen hedid a whole year does not wear klein. so come to Chayes, Big Day Kayin Gadol of the Arba Begadim of Lavan on Yom Kippur is exactly like Big Day Kayin Hegid. There's no differences. So B'mem B'chan Chanoi Soi. A very pressing Gemara. So the Gemara first tries to bring a right back that Kayin Hegid was Klein. And then he gives a few other reasons. He should put on Shmoyin Begadim, either up to the stage of the Arba Begadim. He should go onto the Mizbeach and just mix around a little bit the Basar. Mahapach B'tinura. He should fun play around a little on the Mizbeach. Nechoshes, and he will turn over a piece of meat to do Ebbis and Avoida. Or another text, the Gemara says, Avaidosei Mechen Chosei. Even though he's wearing something that looks like Big Dekai Hege, but he's going into the Kodesh Kadoshim, that alone is a Chen. I got the Shaka Patayin Gemara. What do we take out from this Gemara? That there's no chilik between the Big Dekai and Godel, the Arab of a Godel, Makayin Godel, Lanyan Kippur, the Big Dekai and a Begodel of a Kayin Hege. At best, there's one chilik, the Avnei. How could the Mishnah Melech and the Minchas Chinuch, how could the Ibn Ezra say, that the Ksoinis of a Kohen Gadol was Tashpeis and the Ksoinis of a Kohen Hedi wasn't Tashpeis, then that should be the Teretz of the Gemara. So I want to declare a bunch of the Teretz. The Yisoid of the Ibn Ezra that a Kohen Gadol's Ksoinis was Tashpeis and the other ones was not is because it says Ksoinis Tashpeis. Where did it say Ksoinis Tashpeis? By the Shmoyin of a Gadol. Maybe a Kohen Gadol only when he wore Shmoyin of a Gadol, that Ksoinis was Tashpeis. But a Kohen Gadol's Ksoinis of the Big Day Lava maybe was not Tashpeis. But there it is Ksoinis Bat Yilbash. Not Kleinis Tashpeis. Only the Kohen Gadol of the Shmoyin of a Gadol was Kleinis Tashpeis. But that would be the difference of a Kohen Hegit and the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur was no chilek. But there's one more problem. Lagabi the Mitznefes. And this also the Mechas Chinuch much is on. By the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hegit, they both wore hats. But the Kohen Gadol in the Torah is called Mitznefes. Over here in Pashas Pekudei, Kesedah was called Mitznefes. The Kohen Hegit's hat is called a Mikbas. Is there a difference between a Mikbas and a Mitznefes? So the Rambam writes, in Perkhes, Kleamikdos, Ram writes the Mitznefes and the Mikbas is really the same thing. Maybe they wrapped it around a little bit different, but it's really the same. Same length, same material, same everything. It's just a question of the wrapping, how you wrap it. The Rabbi August says, no, ain't Maisa Shalzeh, Kamaisa Shalzeh. The Mitznefes of a Kohen Gadol is different. It looks, a Mikbas is some pointy little thing, and a Mitznefes is a whole round thing that you wrap. It's a totally different hat. I like Dr. Rabbi, my point is Rambam Rabbi. The Pell on the Rabbi, it's the same cash again. The Gemara is not that there's no chilek between a Big Day Kohen Hegid and a Yom Kippur Begadim. What do you mean? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen wore a Mitznefes. The Kohen Hegid is wearing a Mikbas. Totally different. Like the Rambam is good. Like the Rabbi Rabbat is very shver. I'm not sure what you have to know. It's a Shkash on the Rabbi. No, there's Maisis Azeh. There's a middle sheet. There's the sheet of Toysus B'Shem, the Riva. Toysus in three places in Yuma and also in Sukkah and Dathay and in Erev and Dathay. He brings the sheet of the Riva. The Riva says, what's the difference between Mitznefes and a Mikbas? They're both things that you wrap around. But whereas the Rambam just says you wrap it around differently, the Riva says no. The Kohen Gadol was taka less material. Why? Kohen Gadol has to wear on his forehead tefillin and a tzitz. Kohen Hegid only has to wear tefillin. Doesn't wear a tzitz. So therefore the Kohen Gadol was a little smaller, and that's the difference. Another machine was at the Riva. In those six places all over in Yuma and Erev and Sukkah. Correct? Twice as up an art on the Riva. So I'm not right from that Sukkah in Yuma. What the Gemara is saying that there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hegid. They have a different mitznefes. He says, see, it's only a difference of the length of the material, that's not enough of a difference. That wouldn't be a teret of the Memech Hanchanos. But then Tosfos throws in a knetch. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear tefillin. So on Yom Kippur, he wears a tzitz. But the truth is, by the Big Day Lavan, doesn't wear a tzitz either. No tzitz and no tefillin. So it might as well be a smaller one. But it's interesting, Tosfos doesn't clarify Shabbos and Yom. Shabbos and Yom, the Vaisesh Loi Plug. You're wearing the same begotten, you want Friday. You don't change the size because it's no tefillin. And Yom Kippur also, the Big Day Zav of Yom Kippur, no. But the Big Day Lavan of Yom Kippur, Tais says, maybe he's Mesupik. Shema, it was Taka Smola. Because the whole reason is bigger is out the tefillin. And over here, anyway, you don't have that Chedmin. So maybe it was Taka Smola. Tais says, Mesupik, whether the Big Day Lavan or Mitznefes. Although it's interesting, because Tais is saying the reason one is called Mitznefes and one is called Mitbas is good for the different size. About the Big Day Lavan of Yom Kippur was called Mitznefes. Torah calls it Mitznefes. Because Tais makes that Chedmin. Because there was no tefillin, maybe it didn't have to be that small. But that was the Gabi Yenasugi, the difference of the Big Day Kohen Hegid and Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Tzvachim that Teches, and exact Kemat, the exact same Gemara in Erechen that Pezayin, Omer Rabbanini Bar Sosson, Loma Nismach a Parshas Big Day Kahuna the Parshas Karbonis. Why does it say Parshas Big Day Kahuna next to the Parshas Karbonis? Loima Lucha Ma Karbonis Mechaplin Av Big Day Kahuna Mechaplin. Just like Karbonis and Mechaplin also Big Day Kahuna. But there's a sphere of Kvegras the Kashin Kuyin Hashas. In Tzvachim it says Loma Nismach a Karbonis Big Day Kahuna, and in Erechen it says Loma Nismach a Big Day Kahuna the Karbonis. It's not. I mean, is it going on Parshas Tetzaveh or on Parshas Tzav? In Parshas Tetzaveh, first it says Big Day Kahuna, and then the second half of Parshas Tetzaveh is about the Karbonis of the Nevuim. In Parshas Tzav, it talks about the Big Day, about the Karbonis, and then it says Pesukim about the Big Day Kahuna. So depending if you go with Lama Nismach of Karbonis to Big Day Kahuna or Big Day Kahuna to Karbonis. So Shalat is going on Parshas Tetzaveh or on Parshas Tetzaveh. But either way, what's the Gemara learning out? It's just like Karbonis is Mechaper. The Malamed is different Karbonis. It's just like Karbonis is Mechaper. Also, Big Dekon is Mechaper. And the Gemara read Zor, that every one of the Shemoyne Begodim of the Kohen Gadol was Mechaper. And the Emes HaMesupik, the Arba Begodim of the Kohen Hegid is also Mechaper, or only the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol? I'm not sure. But the Gemara goes through the list. The Ksoinis is Mechaper on Shmichas Domin. Shenemar, Vayitbulu as HaKsoinis Badam. They dip Yosef, the Ksoinis in the Dam, so the Ksoinis is Mechaper on Shmichas Domin. Mechnasayim is Mechaper on Giliarayis, because it says, Vaosu la Mechnasay Bad, Mechasish Bistar Erba. The Mitznefes is Mechaper on Gasi Aruach, because it's Mokim Shebegoyt, it's on the head. The Avnei is Mechaper on Hirur HaLeiv, Ahecha De'isit, by the way. The Choshen is on Dinim, Choshen Mishpat. The Eifoid is Mechaper on Avodah Zarah. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. And the Tzitz is Mechaper on Avos Panim. As I say in the Gemara, now the Gemara has two kashas on two of them. The Gemara asks, Ksoinis is Mechaper on Shvichas Domim. We know that Egla Arufa is Mechaper on Shvichas Domim. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha hodi yodaman katle, hodi lo yodaman katle. It depends. If you know who killed him, then the Ksoinis is Mechaper. When it's Nezid v'loi Asrubei. When it's Nezid v'loi Asrubei, then the Ksoinis is Mechaper. Because Shoyge, you go to go, it's Nezid, you get killed. Nezid v'loi Asrubei, the Ksoinis is Mechaper. When you don't know who killed him, then it's the Egla Arufa. The Gemara then asks, the Me'il is what's Mechaper on Lashon Hara? The Gemara says, because Diobi Dover Shebakol had built. So the Yechaper on Dover Shebakol, I know there's a member, down at the Rebbe Shmuel, Ketoyrus is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. So the Gemara, like Kasha, Habit Sinah, Habit Prahes. But I'll go on, that's the Shmoyne of Begodim, and Mechaper on the Shmoyne of Begodim. Now, interesting, you can lay the Knech, it says that the Eifoid is for Avodah Zarah, and the Choshen is Dinim, Choshen Mishpat. There's a lot, but what Yizach HaChoshen Me'ala Eifoid. You see here at Vod. People think that if another Mechaper is one Cheshman, but another one Mechaper is another Cheshman. You know, he could be a nice person, it's two different things. No, what Yizach HaChoshen Me'ala Eifoid. The Benot Mechaperim was against the Zaman Emunah that with Avodah Zarah. It goes together. It's Nishtar Zadach, it's not good to mesh. What Yizach HaChoshen Me'ala Eifoid. Also by the Eifoid it says, and as a chapter back, the Cheshav HaFudasai. Machshava, by Avodah Zarah, the only thing that Machshava is Kemais, the Cheshav HaFudasai. Now the Tzidin by Big Dekon, it's Ma'akiv. The Gemara says even in the Osugi, Ein Bigadeim Aleim, Ein Kuhunotim Aleim. If a Kohen Hedit or a Kohen Gadol does avoid without the Rapa Begodim, besides that he's Oiver Mechusr Begodim, he's a Zor. Then if there's a famous, there's a Baal Gan, there's a Tosis about it all over the Rima Alayinish, with the Tosis, there's a Chloedim talk about it. Why do you need a special din that he's a Zor? He's Chayim Misa of Zor, and he's Chayim Misa of Mechusr Begodim. Why do you need both dinim? Because the Mechusr Begodim, besides that he's Mechusr Begodim, he's Oichin a Zor. Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kuhunotim Aleim. We don't know that from a Pasuk. Now the Shaila is the second Kedushan that Lamed Vav, the Gemara learns out of Pasuk that B'nois Aaron, B'nei Aaron B'loi B'nois Aaron, that ladies can't do the Rabbi Yisrael. B'nei Aaron B'loi B'nois Aaron. For a Tais, why do you need the Alfusa B'nei Aaron B'loi B'nois Aaron? She's not wearing Big Day Kahuna. So she's Pasuk anyway, because Hansha ain't Big Day Malayim, ain't Kunasa Malayim. Why do you need a Bazundari Alfusa B'nei Aaron B'loi B'nois Aaron? So Tais is two Terutzim. One Terutz is B'yesh Lamed, the Ma'irish Shalom Shu Asa B'Gadim. We're talking that the attack awards of B'Gadim. Of the lady put on the baggage. Of them say, still, Abba speaking. They are the Levi Noisar. Because we're going that she wore the begotten. Inam, because he says, Kimon, she went and stabbed the Big Day Kahuna, since there was no seaway of Big Day Kahuna, it's Takana Ma'akim. Now, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs count Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah. In the Tariq Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, Mitzvahs Esher Lamed Gimel, there's a mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam says, no, that there's no separate mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. It's just a chelik of the mitzvah of avoiding. It's not a zunder mitzvah of a Big Day Kahuna. It's just a chetimtzah for avoiding. Who would then, in the Hemshech, no one counts making the oroin, the shulchan, the menorah, as a separate mitzvah. The Ramban says that it's nichal in the avoiding. There's a mitzvah of adlokas ne'er. Asiyas menorah is the chelik of adlokas ne'er. There's a mitzvah of ketoiris. Building a mizbeach hazor is the chelik of dinei ketoiris. The Rambam says no, that it's a chelik of the Beis Hamikdash. Nichal and mitzvah's Beis Habechira includes making the kelim. So that's the machlokas Ramban and Rambam. The zikur mitzvah to make the kli Hamikdash. But the Ramban said it's going to be dine each one. The menorah is midine had lakas ner. The mizbeach was a din midine ketayus. The Ramban says no, it's a din in Hilkas Beis Habechira Bachlam. Now we know that the Big Day Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol for sure, maybe the Avnei of the Kohen Hedid had klein. Could be the Kohen Hedid didn't have klein. The Avnei was no klein, then there's no klein at all in the Big Day Kohen Hedid. Now there's a big machlokas for showing him. It's a huge sugya. It's a little bit to top it on. We know that a Kohen Gadol for sure, maybe a Kohen Hedid is a lot of klein. Big Day Kahuna is sure the klein. Now the Rambam sheet in Hilkas Klei Amikdash Perak Chesel of Yudbeis. And again, Hilchas Klayim, Perikira Lokas Lamed Beis, that Klayim is only mutter to a Kohen, to wear Klayim, B'Shas Avoida. Shaloi B'Shas Avoida is also. He has to take it off right away after the Avoida. And the Rabbit argues in both those places, in Hilchas Klayim and Hilchas Klayim Mikdash, the Rabbit says, no, it's Chutra. You're allowed to wear it. As long as you're in the Beis HaMikdash, on the premises, you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna, even though it has Klayim. Only the Medina is also, to go outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the Machlokes Rambam and Rabbit, whether it's only mutter to wear big day kahuna b'shat avoida, the Rambam shita, or no, cold man, you're in the Beis HaMikdash at Mutter. The MS is, this rice lakan and lakan, it's a big arichas, I don't want to go into all the details, but the MS is one often a Gemara, the first like the Raya, Mamash, you have to know the first like the Raya, you have to know what the Rambam does, and Fakir, there's an often a Gemara like the Rambam, Mamash is steering the Mark, you have to know. In Yuma Daf Samach test, the Gemara the Farish says, that you're allowed to wear big day kahuna even shaloi b'shat avoida, as long as you're in the Beis HaMikdash, only the Medina Tzasser, often a Gemara like the Raya, the Rambam will have to answer b'doichik, that Gemara is not hounding clients. Klein Yitaka can't wish Lev Shasa Vayda. But there's another thing that it's also B'chlau to be Nene from Big Day Kahuna, Stanazer. And on that, the Gemara is saying, Al-Fazin of Osir Lehonis, me Big Day Kahuna, calls man, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutter. As long as you're not in the Medina. But as Klein, maybe it would be us. Me Idach, Yisra, the Gemara in Erich and Daf Gimel says B'Ferish. Be Idna Da Avoyda Shari, Shaloi Be Idna Avoyda Osir. Only B'Shasa Vayda, it's Mutter. Mom said, tell on the right, you have to know what to do. If you do in the Beis HaLevi, you tell the Rekha Yisoy, that even the Ravid doesn't mamish hold that it's chutzpah. The Ravid also agrees that it's only dchuyah. Now the Ravid goes with a sheet of like nitna tayra l'malach ha'asharis. You just did avoid it. Well, you have to make Ramesh run away right away and take it off a second later. Say that, you know, like nitna tayra l'malach ha'asharis, you can keep it on for a little bit. As long as you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Not because of chutzpah, it's tak only dchuyah. And with that, Ramesh wants to answer up. The Gemara says it's only mutter b'shas avoid it. Even the Ravid could understand that. At 3 o'clock in the morning, after they were mile, they borrowed and pedorim. There's no more jobs to do. The next 2 hours of shachar is going to be nothing to do. Nothing available, any no more avoided to do. Then, like the rabbi, calmly, you don't have to go rush, but you're supposed to take it off. There's no work for as long as the Beis HaMikdash. The difference with the rabbi knows, the mesh of the day, you don't have to go rush to take it off every split second. You know, maybe there will be another avoid to do in a few minutes. But then the time of the malachi asharis. Over at 3 o'clock in the morning, even the rabbi could agree. And the Beis HaLevi says it's mukhlach, that it's not mamash hutla. He says, there's a famous kash of Pesach in Yevamos. Climb in the tzitzis, we say Esedech HaLoisis. And we don't know from there, Esedech HaLoisis, the Kol HaTayra Kula. What's the right? Klein is different. Malik Klein, that is Kutru Mechloli, it's a Big Dekona. So Klein maybe anyway is more cool with it. But there's no Klein, the Big Dekona is also only Esedech HaLoisis. It's not Kutru, it's only Bechir. Alright, that's not Esedech HaLoisis. From Klein, Big Dekona is shining. But it's the idea that it's Bechir. If it's Mamish Kutru, then you can't learn Esedech HaLoisis from tzitzis. It's not even the right if it's not Mamish Kutru. The problem then becomes, like the man the that a Kohen Hegit doesn't have climb at all, how come it's mutter for a Kohen Gadol to do avoida? They fact the Shagas Ayu. Why is it mutter for a Kohen Gadol to do avoida? Let a Kohen Hegit do it during the year, some of them. If it's only Esed Dachaloy, say it's Efshai Yidei Acher, let the other guy do it. This lame if a Kohen Hegit also wears climb, so Zichud is going to be climbed in there. But even then it's true, a Kohen Hegit only has one Aveira of climb in the Avnei, because none has more. And Bechlal, if a Kohen Hegit, Bechlal doesn't have climb, so let a Kohen Gadol never do avoida. Like the Ravid, maybe it's Miyushev, the Rosh HaGesaris, like the Ravid, it's Miyushev, it's Chutzpah. Like the Beis HaLevi, even in the Ravid, it's not Chutzpah. Actually, you could say, first of all, maybe Kohen Gadol is different. Kohen Gadol maybe has a mitzvah essay of etzem wearing the begadim. It's rice. The Rav Sheva talks about it, others, that Kohen Gadol has a mitzvah of wearing big dick on him. Lav dak, because he's doing avodah. The whole topic of its mutter is only in a Kohen Hegid. Kohen Gadol, the etzem has a key in mitzvah by wearing the shmoin of begadim. It's machaper on zakim. The etzem shmoin of begadim is a mitzvah. So the Kohen Gadol is also always being a kind of mitzvah. Or you could say, maybe not, you have to know it's a chiddush. Maybe that's not a cheshbon of Eshrayi de Acher. The Kohen Gadol wants to do avoida. For him it's Esedech HaLoisei. The cloud that you don't say Esedech HaLoisei when it's Eshrayi de Acher doesn't mean because someone else could do it. It's because if you could do it in a different way. Because you have a cheshbon because another guy could do it, that's not a teretz. You want to do the avoida. And for you, there's an eitzah of Esedech HaLoisei. For you, there's an eitzah of Esedech HaLoisei. There's another problem that they ask. The Gemara says that the Kohanim used to come for 4 times to make a pious. They would make a goyrel. Who would be the one that would be zeichet to go do the ketores and to be ma'alei varim of the tumet? There were 4 paisas every day in the Beis HaMikdash. That is the machlokes of Nachman of Sheshes. When they went to the pais, did they go wearing the kahuna already, or did they go to the pais when they're still wearing the big dechol? Machlokes. But like the man that they're wearing the big dechol, right? Each one would stick out a finger and they would count and see who should get be zeichet the pais. How do you know where you started from? Gemara says one of them would take off his mitznefes. That's the Beis HaLevi. How does he take off his mitznefes? He's wearing the other 3 begadim. The avnei is klein. Like the man that Avnei is klein. So this one, if he's wearing all 4 begadim, maybe like the Ravid, it's chutzpah or something. But if he's taking off his mitznefes, now he's only wearing 3 begadim. How is he wearing the Avnei of klein without even wearing all 4 begadim? I thought you'll say the pious is tzorich avoida, but he's not wearing all 4 begadim. So the Levi says a tremendous chiddush. He says, like the man that the Avnei was klein, then he didn't take off the mitznefes as a remez to see where they started the circle. He would have to take off his Avnei. This that the Gemara says he take off the mitznefes is going like the man the Avnei was not klein. The late man, the Amr, the Avnei was client. There's no reason to take off both. So you might as well take off the Avnei. So the Avnei will be the hint. You don't have to take off the Mitznefes. There's no reason to take off both. And then after the Chedmah. Yeah, aber so, I'd like to read with them, but that's again, Indian, if they climb the big kahuna. Yeah, now you have the Avnei Shoyam on the Eifoy. On the Eifoy there was two Avnei Shoyam. And then on the Choshen there was 12 of them. Each stone had a shame of one of the Shvatim. But first on the Avnei Shoyam you had 6 Shvatim on one of the Avnei Shoyam, on one side, on one shoulder, and 6 on the other one. Interesting that Shoyam is also one of the 12 stones on the Choshen. The Meshech Chacham is Ma'ariv that the Shoyam, who is Shoyam, if you count through the Shvatim. So the Emma says it's a big Machloikis Shoyam. I don't, it's hard to work out the sheep this day. Without a blackboard. But there's a lot of machlokes b'shoyim, how the Oidim fit the record, 12 stones, how were they set up, which shape it got, which stone. Come on, everyone agrees Oidim was Reuven and Yoshua was Binyamin. But everything else in between is a big balagan, in which order did they put the shvat? Big machlokes b'shoyim. But the Meshechot Mago is like, I think the Shittas Rambam is going, that Shoyham, Tarsha Shoyham Yoshua, Shoyham was Yosef. According to different cheshbon, Shoyham is Osher. Different way of looking at the name. But he says Shoyam is Yosef because Yosef is shakal to all the Shvatim. Just like this Avnei Shoyam that has all the Shvatim, the Shoyam, the local Shoyam on the Choshim was Yosef. Yosef is shakal connected to the Shvatim. Now how do they write the 6 names of the Shvatim on the Avnei? I'm first talking about the Avnei Shoyam. How do they write the 6 Shvatim on each one of the Avnei Shoyam? Also, a big machlokes b'shoyam, which Avnei Shoyam got which names. It's hard to work out all the different shittas. One idea is the Taisus and Saitov, the Chlamet Vav, he brings the Shem Yerushalmi, that there was only 25 letters on each one of the Avnei Shoyam. He works out exactly which shavit. It was weird that it was 25 letters on each shavit. But he works out that Binyamin, to work out that it's exactly 25, Binyamin is broken into 2 different words, and it said Ben on one of the Avnei Shoyam and Yamin on the other Avnei Shoyam. So the Meshechach, I understand Taisus Hashem Yerushalmi. The Meshechach says that the Remez in Parshas Leis HaBrach, it says by Binyamin, by the Brachas, all the different Shvatim, Uvein Kseifav Shochim. That Binyamin lies between the 2 shoulders. Ben Kseifav Shochim. He says, the Remez not. That Binyamin is on both. That's the Avnei Shoyam. Then on the Choshen, again, you have the 12 stones, you put the 12 names of the Shvatim, a big machlokes. Oidim is Reuven and Yoshua is Binyamin, everything else is the Balagan. But you put it on the Choshen. Now the Choshen would be doubly wrapped over. The Choshen was, it says, Zeres Arkay to Zeres Rochbay. The Rambam writes that the Choshen was really a full Amma long. It was an Amma long and a Zeres wide. But then you fold it over in half, and it becomes a Zeres by a Zeres. They say, the Rambam sheet is that a Zeres is a half of an Amma. So the Choshen really, if you unfold it, it was an Amma by a half of an Amma, an Amma by a Zeres. You fold it in half, and like the Pasuk says, Zeres Arkev, Zeres Rokh. That's the Shikas HaRambam, that a Zeres is a half an Amma. But there are other Rishonim that say, no, a Zeres is a third of an Amma. Zeres is not a half of an Amma, a Zeres is a third of an Amma. Machlokes Rishonim. Tyson Erev and Dachav Aleph says Zeres is a third of an Amma. Meaning, is a Zeres 3 Tfachim? Like the Rambam, it's a half an Amma, it's 3 Tfachim. Like the Tyson says, it's 2 Tfachim. There's a middle Shikas that's 2.5 Tfachim, there's a Shikas HaRajma. Of Akupanim, the Goyim, in Shneitz Eliyo, in Orla, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis, he writes, everyone knows that a Zeres means a pinky. Everyone agrees that a Zeres is the measurement, if you hold your arm out, your hand out, opening the wide, between the beginning of the thumb till the edge of the pinky. So how could there be a Machlokes if it's 2 Tfachim or 3 Tfachim? So he says, the Machlokes is, they both are right. If you measure it as a straight line from the thumb to the end of the pinky, that's 2 Tfachim. If you make a round line, going along the fingers from the thumb to the edge of the pinky, then it's 3 Tfachim. And it's not the truth, it's not the 20 centimeters or 30 centimeters, it goes to Kazanish. Barak, that's what comes out. So Zeres Abadim means you're measuring from the thumb to a pinky. The question is, the Rambam says you measure it the longer way, and Tarsus says you take the shortcut. So the Rambam Makapunim says it was Zeres by an Amma. I once saw another, an extra Raya. It says when David killed Goliath, so Goliath fell over frontwards. Why? Why didn't the rock hit him? He should have fell over backwards. So Rashi brings over there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Mem Pes, it was a schutz for David. If Goliath would have fallen over backwards after the rocket and David had to go chop off his head, he would have had the metriah to walk extra, to walk his full, 2 full body lengths of Goliath. But the fact that he fell forward instead of backwards, that's 2 lengths of the full Goliath. Now how big was Goliath? Rashi says, since Goliath was 6 Amos and a Zeres, had David had to walk longer, he would have had to walk 12 Amos and 2 Zeres. Shdei Mesrei Amos v'Zeresayim. Makar if a Zeres is half an Amma, Rashi should just say, Shalosh Yisrei Amma. Rashi says he would have had to walk Shtei Mesrei Amma v'Zeresayim. The belief that Rashi holds by Shitas Tosfos and Erechim, that a Zeres is only a third of an Amma. Now on the stones of the Choshen it said the names of the Shvatim, and the truth is when the Urim V'Tumim used to light up and give a remez to the Kohen Gadol or to the Navi to know what's going on, it would light up those letters, so it had to say all the letters of the names of the Shvatim. Now the Gemara says in Yuma Dafayim Gimel that it's not having all the names, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, all the letters of the Shvatim, you're still missing, correct the Gemara, you're missing Tzadik, there's no Tzadik in the names of the Shvatim. Zog die Gemara, you're right. There's no tzaddik. But on the stones it also said, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. And then Yitzchok is a tzaddik. Fred the Gemara is still missing a test. And for the Gemara, you're right, it said, Shiftei Yeshurim. Fred the Marsha. Why does the Gemara ask from tzaddik before it asks from test? Test comes before tzaddik. Also, I'll be true this because Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, the teretz came first. But that's a chen. Also, before you have the teretz of Yitzchok, if you go through the letters of the Shvatim, there's no chet either, and there's no kuf either. You're missing four letters from the names of the Shvatim. Tzadik, ches, tes, and kuf. So why did the Gemara only spell on tzadik and then on tes? Grant the ches and kuf is miyoshev. Yitzchak has everything. But before you knew Yitzchak, you could have spelled on ches and kuf also. As I said to my Shoei Bachshvet, the Yerushalmi Taka asks it. The Yerushalmi asks, there's no ches, there's no kuf. And it answers Yitzchak. But the Bachman only asks from tzadik and tes. Zok the chasam sefer, the Valdik of Shad. He said the lashon of the pasuk is v'ha'avonim tiyah al-shmois b'nei Yisrael. The stones were on the names of the b'nei Yisrael. He says originally the Gemara thought that besides that each stone it said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, it also was carved out the name of the stone. On the Oidim stone it said Oidim and it said Reuven. On the Pitadah it said Pitadah Shimon. Or if you go with Shimon or if you go with Yehuda, it depends which order you want. But it said the name of the stone. If it says the name of the stone, then you have Pitadah as Tes, you have Varekes is Kuf, and you have Achalom, you have a Ches. Fret the Gemara, but you don't have a Tes. I'm sorry, but you don't have a tzaddik. You have a test, you have a test, it's pitidah. But you don't have a tzaddik. Even with the names of the stones and the names of the shvatim, you don't have a tzaddik. After the Gemara, it said, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Now once the Gemara answered, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the Avos are the Avonim of Klal Yisrael. Once he answered that it says the Avos, then Avonim, it didn't mean that it was carved out the names of the stones. Then it was only carved out Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The Avonim, Tiyah, Shmai, Yisrael means that the name of the Avos, the Avonim are the Avos. So you have tzaddik, ches, and kuf. So you remember, now you don't have the test. It doesn't say pitidah, where's the test? After the Gemara, shift, they assure. Now the Maizah, I saw in the Kiryat Sefer, he writes that the Emes, where did it say, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yeshurim? So the Kiryat Sefer said, the truth is, it's only a din, officially they didn't have to write Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You had to write the names of the Shvatim, the Pasuk, because Chasabta, Aleim, Shavois, Bnei Yisrael. Now why do you need a Tzadik and a Tess and all these things? It's because you need to be able to light up the different letters to give a message of Ruach HaKadosh. So my Ikra did, all you needed was to write Tzadik, Ches, Kuf, and Tess, those four letters. Granted, the Gemara says, you made them in their abundance, they wrote out, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yeshurim. But the Emes, you only had to write out those four letters. Where did they write it? It's a big machlokes rishonim. The Rambam, in the Kli Mikdash, the Rambam writes, on Reuven's stone, they wrote, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I'm assuming that the Rambam means V'Yaakov. The Rambam writes, they wrote Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Instead of it just said Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And on Binyamin's stone, it said, Shifti Yeshurim. I learned that the Rambam, and I found that they have a favorite in the Medrash Rabbah. But the Balaturim says no. He says the chesed that each stone had six letters. So therefore on Reuven it said Reuven Aleph, Shimon Beis, Levi Rehum, and it continues like that. And Binyamin didn't say anything because Binyamin itself has six letters if it's Mullah. So that's the chesed of how it says it. But according to the Rambam, it's Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov on Reuven, and on the Yosef of Binyamin it said Shifti Yeshurim. So the Machlokes Rishonim. And what's an interesting shot, it says that Dama ben Asina found after he was Zeicha, he was hiding the stone. The Chazal wanted the stone from after he was Zeicha to a Parat Umah. That which stone was it? So the lashon of the Gemara Kedushin was Avonim LeEifot. But in the Yerushalmi, it brings down. Tosfos brings down Avi Nazar. Hashem Yerushalmi. It was one of the Avnei Choshen. It was the Yoshva of Binyamin. That's the stone that he had. How do you know it was the Yoshva? In the Gemara Kedushin, the Mashma was one of the Avnei Eifot, one of the Avnei Shoyim of the Eifot. But the Yerushalmi says it was the Yoshva. So Andrew say because it's the story of Avnei Sinas Kibbutz Adaim. Binyamin was the one that was Taka Mitzvayim and Kibbutz Adaim. He wasn't Nichlam and Mechilas Yosef. I once said it has to be Kesidron. So if they were missing a stone, it has to be the last one. Actually, I saw a pilpul, Grois HaChiddush, that they found the stone, it had to be with the name already, because they didn't have the Shamir. The way to carve out the name is only with the Shamir. And this story was in the second Mason Bigus, which is, I think, a mistake. I think it was the first. That it was in the second Mason Bigus. They didn't have the Shamir. And therefore, if they found the stone, it had to be that it was already carved out. Now, who's going to have a stone, an Oidim stone, carved out Reuven Aleph? They didn't have a last name. What's Reuven Aleph? Why is he going to have it as a stone? Binyamin, rather stems. There was someone named Binyamin, and he had Binyamin carved out in a stone. Binyamin doesn't have it, like the Balaturim sheet, Akkofonin. Binyamin's stone didn't have any extra letters of the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yeshurim. He's the only one that it just says Binyamin. It doesn't say anything extra beside that. It says Tarshish Vishoyam. Why does it not just say Tarshish Shoyam? And then it's in Tarshish Pekude, it says Tarshish Shoyam. So the Meshech Chochma says, first he says that Tarshish is going on Osher, and Shoyam is Yosef, according to one sheet. And Yosef has a shaykh to the Bnei Ashvachis, so Tai is a chibur between Yosef and the Bnei Ashvachis. He has a whole cheshbon that Tarshish is going on Usher, it's going on the Samidash, all of these. But then he says another pshat, Tarshish Shoyam is a shin, like we say in Krishna, you have to be makhid when the two words have the same letter. It's not going to sound clear. So you have to say Tarshish Vishayam, so it should be clear. It's up there in Tarshish Kikudei, we're talking about making it, not giving it Tzivur. By making it, it could just say Tarshish Shoyam, you don't have to pronounce it. And Kikudei is describing when they made it. But here it's describing when the Tzivur of doing it, so it couldn't say Tarshish Shoyam, it had to say Tarshish Vishayam, to be mocking with the Shinah. Now, of course, inside the Choshen was the Urim V'Tumim. And the Urim V'Tumim was the thing that lit up. Right? V'Nasat El HaChoshen Es HaUrim V'Satumim. What is Urim V'Tumim? It's a big machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara says in Yumad Chaf Aleph, Chamisha Dvarim Loi Hayu V'Mikdash Sheni. There were five things that were in the Beit HaMikdash Rishon that they didn't have in the Beit HaMikdash Sheni. Five things. One is Aron Kaparis V'Kruvim, the kids of Aron. Eish, there was no Eish that came down. Shechina. Ruach HaKodesh. And Urim V'Tumim. Five things that I didn't have in the Beit HaMikdash Hashem. What does it mean, Urim V'Tumim? Rashi Chumash, the Raivin in Hilchos Beis HaBechira says, Urim V'Tumim means a piece of parchment that had Hashem's name written on it, and that name of Hashem is what caused the letters of the stones to get written up, and that cloth, that parchment was not there. That's the Urim V'Tumim. They did not have that parchment in the Beit HaMikdash Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, and also Tosfos in Yuma, and over there on Dafkaf Aleph in Yuma, they say Chas V'Shalom, Avad, even in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they had the cloth. If you wouldn't have that cloth, it's Mechusar B'Godim. It's the Chelik of the Beged. Avad, the cloth was there. What it means that in the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, they didn't have Urim V'Tumim is that it didn't light up. It didn't have the miracle of the Ruach HaKodesh of lighting up. But it can't be missing the Etzem cloth. That would be a Chasaron of Mechusar B'Godim. Dragging the Noise Kalim on the Rambam, the Gemara says there were five things missing. Aroin, Eish, Shechina, Ruach HaKodesh, and Urim V'Tumim. If Urim V'Tumim, they didn't have the cloth, and Ruach HaKodesh, they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. But if there was the cloth, you tell me it was missing the Ruach HaKodesh of lighting up the cloth, so that's Ruach HaKodesh. What's the two things? So I don't want to say that's the Rambam, Minach Hanami. Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim is all one. You have to read the Gemara differently. There were five things missing. One was the Aroin. One was the Kapyrus with the Kruven. I'm assuming Kapyrus with the Kruven was together. You could say Aron and Kapyrus, and then Kruven said it. Some has more geschmack. Aron was one. Kapyrus with Kruven is another one. Telling the Lumbus, is the Kapyrus Mesha Shahi to the Aron, or is the Kapyrus Mesha Shahi to the Kruven? Or either way, I'll split it up into two. Aron, Kapyrus and Kruven is two. Eish, Shechina, and then Ruach HaKodesh, Urim V'Tumim. It's all one. It's Yen, Urim V'Tumim. They had the cloth, but the cloth didn't light up. On the Ne'il, they had Pa'amoyne Zav V'Rimayim, Pa'amoyne Zav V'Rimayim. In the Machloikas, the Gemara, in Zvachim, how many Pa'amoyne and Rimayim were? Were there 72 of each, or 36 of each? There's a Medrash that says there were 70 of each. There's many different Medrashim. Now there's a steer in the Targum. The Pesukim says, Pa'amoyne V'Toycha Rimayim. The Targum in Parshas Tetzaveh says, V'Zav V'Dava Beinehon, in between. And in Parshas Pekudei it says, V'Zadim Dava Begavri Money, inside. Were the Pamoinim inside the Rimonim? The Rimonim were these cloth balls, and the Pamoinim are these bells. Were the bells B'Toich, B'Snim, B'Gav, inside, or in between? Steer in the Targum. I'm all heard of Gora Chiddush. After the Chayta Ego, they had to be made out of gold. Beforehand it was supposed to be in between. But after the Chayta Ego, the Tzibay Chayim should be inside. It's great Chiddush, the Tzur of the Bebe Chayim. I'm all heard of Gadda Zabar. I heard a different shop, which I'm a barrel. He said, about Salvechik, he said, the MS, what does it mean it was in between? If there was exactly 70 or 72 or 36 Pamoinim and Rimoinim, so if the first thing was a Pamoin, the last thing was a Rimoin. Like the picture that has Pamoin on both sides, it's Sgeish. It's the exact same amount of each. There's one Medrash that says it was 72 and 71, but Pashit, and the Yonis mistake is like that, but Pashit it was the same amount. So who told you that the Pamoinim are in between the Rimoinim? Maybe the Rimoinim in between the Pamoinim. So if Shadda Zavad, the Pamoinim were not inside the Rimoinim. The Pamoinim were in between. But, it depends. How did they make it? First you had to make all the Rimonim, and then inside you put the Pamonim. Although you could have put a Rimon and a Pamon, a Rimon and a Pamon. In the Asiya, the item of the Asiya was first all the Rimonim, and then all the Pamonim. So the Gami, the Asiya, it was B'toich. In Parshas Pekudei, talking about the Asiya, it was B'toich, not inside. But it was B'toich that the Rimonim were already there, and then you put the Pamonim in. But when you're looking at it, it was B'nei. It was each one. It was in between the other one. The purpose of the Me'il, the Lashon is, they had the Pamoinim, V'nishma Koyle, the Vayel HaKodesh. You would be able to hear Aaron HaKoyim whenever he walked in, it would ring the bells. The Balaturim writes, it says three times the word V'nishma in Tanakh. V'nishma Koyle, the Vayel HaKodesh. That's by the Koyin Gadol. Kol HaShadibra Hashem Nasa V'nishma. And in the Megillah, it says V'nishma Piskam HaMelech, by the Megillah. And the Lashon of the Pasuk in the Hemshech of the Megillah, V'nishma Piskam HaMelech Ki Rabbah. So he says it's a remez that we know we pass in Rabbah in Megillah that Abdallah says, but it says Rabbah, Hara, but it says Rabbah says that Mikra Megillah is more important than Talmud Torah and then Avodah. The Nishmach is come a melech is Rabbah. It's more important than Rabbah is the one that says it. But Gam Rabbah Kamali, Rabbah is the Balam Emra. That the Nishmach is come a melech of Megillah is override the Nas of the Nishmach of Torah and the Nishmach of the Me'il of the Big Day Kahuna. Yeah, you have the Parsha of the Tamid. Interesting that you have the Parsha of the Tamid and the end of the Shabbat. It's also mentioned in Pinchas. The Moini Amitzis, when they talk about the Karban Tamidim, Tamash Shal Shachat, Tamash Ben Abayim, they bring the one in Parsha Pinchas. But the Amitzis in our Parsha also, you have the Parsha of Tamid. And it says you're supposed to be marked the two Tamidim. Interesting that they don't count it over here. There's a part that they say, Shulchan Aruch starts, the first Ramon, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim Simon Aleph, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. The last halacha in Shulchan Aruch is a Shaila halacha in Purim Katan. Purim Katan, are you supposed to be marked the Suda or not? Supposed to be marked the Suda? Yeah, halacha lamais now. You're supposed to be marked the Suda, the Ramon brings down. It's a machlokes, you're supposed to be marked the Suda, Yeshem the Yeshua, Yeshem Hashem. And then he ends off, V'toiv Leiv Mishnah Tamid. He's meramed that you should have a Suda. There's a bar, it says, Shulchan Aruch starts with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, and then there's a Toivleiv Mishnah Tamid. Both things are true. A person has to give to us Hashem B'Simcha, but on the other hand, the Yira of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And they say you're supposed to be Mekayim Tamidim Kesidram. You're supposed to always have the only Shnei Tamidim Kilchasam. This Taki is supposed to be Mekayim Shulchan Aruch to two Tamidim. The first halacha, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, and the last as the halacha of Toivleiv Mishnah Tamid. It's Shveik, but I just want to end off. There's a bar, they say, oh, Rabbi Kivager. The Ramah said that you're supposed to have a Suda on Purim Katan, and he ends up the Toivleiv Mishnah Tamid. What is he saying? Some way of saying you should have a Suda. Zaka the Kivager, the Mishnah Megillah says, Ein ben yadah rishon la'adah beis, ela mikra Megillah matanis lav yoyim. Meduyik in the Mishnah, that you're supposed to make a Suda. The only difference is mikra Megillah. You get to the Gemara says, that's the mikra Megillah, but hesped v'tainis not. The hesped v'tainis is awesome. Fine, so you're not going to make a hesped and a tainis on Purim Katan. But it doesn't say about a Suda. Kamara looks like it's a machlokes, but stum of the Mishnah is machlokes you're supposed to make a Suda. Only mikra Megillah and matanis lav yoyim you don't have. But the Gemara says if you don't make a hesped, but Suda yet, so the machlokes is Mishnah in the Gemara. Zaka the Kivager is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Kuf on the days. Amar Rav Zvid. Kol yet the Pasuk in Mishlei. Kol yemei ani roim, elu bali ha Talmud. The Toiv lei, Mishnah Talmud, elu bali ha Mishnah. The Gemara continues around the Rava Amar Ibcha. Rava switches it around. Tung Faket. He's going with Rav Zvid. That according to Rav Zvid, the Toiv lei, Mishnah Talmud is Mishnah. So the Rama is saying, Yesh Amim and Yesh Amim, Yishnav Asuda. And he's Machri, he fears like, the Toiv lei, Mishnah Talmud, elu bali ha Mishnah. We go with the Deek and the Mishnah, that the Mishnah itself is the Deek that you should have a Suda on Purim Katan, as opposed to what the Gemara is doing.